Won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour of today, this Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of stories came out and was floated around social media, mostly on X, which is my Twitter account, Trucker Randy. If you have a Twitter X account, you can follow me at Trucker Randy, capital T, capital R, no space. I put stories on there that catch my eyes, usually after the show, at night, on weekends, but it always appears there, and it's something that I thought perhaps people are interested in. One of them came from the National Association for Gun Rights, NAGR. Here's an interesting meme that they posted. The world's largest organized militaries, these are armed forces. This is government military soldiers. China has the most, 2,185,000. India, way behind them, China at second place, 1,455,550. Coming in third place, just under India by a little bit, the United States of America. 1,388,100 soldiers in our military. Followed very closely by fourth place, North Korea, 1,280,000. And then about half of China. Coming in fifth place is Russia, 1,014,000. Now, these are the top five countries in their organized militaries. Okay, so real quickly, just eyeballing it, 2 million, 1.5 million, so that puts us at 3.5 million. USA, yeah, I'll give it 1.5 million, so we're up to 5 million. Korea, 1.3, so we're at 6.3 million. Followed by Russia, just over 1 million. Top five militaries in the world, roughly 6-7 million, give them benefit of the doubt. Who is the largest armed forces? Who makes up the largest, world's largest armed force? United States gun owners, 80 million plus. Is there any reason why J. Japan did not attack the West Coast during Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. United States gun owners more than 11 times the number of firearms in our possessions compared to the top five countries' armed militaries. China, India, United States, North Korea, and Russia. 7 million compared to 80 million gun owners in the United States. Is the Second Amendment important? Yeah, you bet it is. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Federal judges, over 700 of them, unelected, appointed judges, being used in lawfare against our president, Donald Trump. He does an executive order. I ran on this during my presidential campaign. I got elected overwhelmingly by the people of the United States of America. I am the commander in chief. I'm responsible. The buck stops with me. I'm getting rid of criminals out of our country, deporting them out using a antiquated law from 1798, Alien Invasion Act, to do it. I'm shutting down certain federal bureaucratic agencies. I'm laying off federal employees. I've renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. I'm putting tariffs starting April 2nd against any foreign country that tariffs our products coming into their country. We will tariff their products coming into our country effective April 2nd at the same rate and percentage of the tariff they're charging our manufacturers. He's doing all kinds of stuff. Well, these federal judges think that they have the right to file an opinion of a lawsuit, make a statement, give an opinion, that they can impose a national injunction on our president. He's doing these things nationally. He's the president. He's the commander-in-chief. He is the president of all of the United States of America. But these district judges, unelected, feel that they can tell the president, you can't do what you want to do. One of the judges, this Boasberg, very upset about Donald Trump putting these criminals on airplanes and getting them out of the country, flying them to El Salvador. Breaking news last night, 8:40 p.m., updated on Gateway Pundit. President Trump and his Department of Justice invokes state secrets privilege, telling Judge Boasberg it will provide him with no more information on the deportation flights. The Trump Department of Justice Attorney General Pam Bondi said it is exercising the state secrets privilege and informed Judge James Boasberg it will no longer provide him with any information related to deportation flights. Who is this Judge James Boasberg? Well, he was appointed by Obama. He's been grilling Department of Justice lawyers about the Trump administration's move to deport dangerous Venezuelan aliens under the Alien Enemies Act. I misspoke of the title previously. I apologize. Judge Boasberg said Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to deport criminal aliens is incredibly troublesome and problematic, and threatened the Trump administration with consequences if they violate his order in the future. Well, Monday night, the Department of Justice Attorney General Pam Bondi had had enough of Boasberg's intrusive orders and invoked state secrets privilege. Quote from the DOJ, the executive branch hereby notifies the court that no further information will be provided in response to the court's March 18th, 2025 minute order based on the state secrets privilege and the concurrently filed declarations of the Secretary of State as well as the Secretary of Homeland Security, end quote, period. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi told the judge that President Trump has plenty of authority under Article 2 to remove from the homeland designated terrorists. Now, you remember that gang that he labeled a terrorist organization? Well, this continues to be the theme throughout the argument. This is a clear case about the president's authority derived from Article 2 and the mandate of the voters, and reinforced by long-standing statute to remove from the homeland designated terrorists any who participated in state-sponsored invasion of, predatory incursion into, the United States of America. The court has all the facts it needs to address the compliance issues before it. Further intrusions on the executive branch would present dangerous and wholly unwarranted separation of powers, harms with respect to diplomatic and national security concerns that the court lacks the competence and the authority to address. Whoa. Competence and authority? Sorry, Judge, you're not competent enough for us to explain anything to you when it comes to national security, nor do you have the authority. So basically, we're done with you. We're not getting any more, giving you any more information. Well, the Department of Justice straight up told Boosberg, you will get no more information related to these deportation flights, and that's it. This is the end of the story. In the letter, in closing, they said this, quote, no more information is needed to resolve any legal issue in this case. Whether the planes carried one TDA terrorist or 1,000, or whether the planes made one stop or 10, simply has no bearing on the relevant legal issue. The need for additional information here is not merely dubious, but trivial, and it's non-existent. The executive branch violated no valid order through its actions, and the court has all the information it needs to evaluate compliance. Accordingly, the court's factual inquiry should end, said the Department of Justice letter to the judge. Earlier on Monday, yesterday morning, Judge Boosberg rejected the Trump administration's request to vacate the temporary restraining order, but offered to convert it to a preliminary injunction. The judge also said the deported criminal aliens deserve, listen to this idiot, individual hearings. Hundreds of these terrorists packed up in chains, arms and leggings, with their heads bent over because they don't want to show their faces on camera, put on planes and flown the heck out of here. This idiot judge appointed by Obama wants them to receive individual hearings. Sorry, number one, in this country illegally, not citizens of the United States. But I know, you don't have to be a citizen, Randy, to have rights in this country. As soon as you set foot on dry land, you have rights. I get it. Most people that come here don't kill people. They don't rape women and young girls and some boys. They don't violently kill people. Sorry, Judge Boosberg. Not going to give you any more information. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Is basically the bottom line of this story from last night. Well, guess what? Who is this Judge Boosberg? Well, a whistleblower has come forward and said that there's an elitist club of judges and lawyers kind of organized, put together by who? Chief Justice John Roberts of the United States Supreme Court. According to Business Insider story, the very same John Roberts whose wife, Jane Roberts, has been paid over $10 million in exclusive commissions from various law firms over the years in Washington, D.C. But I'm not going to focus in on that story. I'm going to focus in on this elitist club. Invite only. Investigative reporter unleashed and gave to the Gateway Pundit last Thursday information that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is involved in an invite-only club for elite judges in Washington, D.C. The elitist club called America Inns of Court. They have a similar one in Great Britain. This is what they model it after. Includes radical America-hating judges. Who's the first one on the list? James Boosberg, the Obama appointee that wants these terrorists to have individual hearings. He wants them back in the country. Donald Trump saying, not happening. We are not giving you any more information. He's the first one on the list. Burl Howell, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court Justice by Biden, and Amit Mehta, another hard left judge who hates Donald Trump. Well, guess what? John Roberts has been the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, folks, since September of 2005. 20 years. And they have a club. Supreme Court Chief Justice is holding meetings of the far left elitist district judges who are running a judicial coup against the current president, Donald Trump, of the United States of America. Just a couple of days ago, last week, on Tuesday, Chief Justice Roberts released a statement verbally attacking President Donald Trump for calling on these very same crooked district judges to be impeached. And now we have evidence that John Roberts is part of this elitist group. What did Roberts say specifically to the president? This is something that we have to consider, folks. This elitist invite-only club, spearheaded basically by John Roberts, absolutely trying to stall Donald Trump's agenda just basically 2 months into his presidency. Well, what did Roberts say? I'll have it for you on the other side of the break. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect